Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Earth Day. Hopefully you're not flying somewhere in a private jet or driving a pickup truck. Hopefully you're not committing either of those crimes against humanity. We got to get back to Courtney and the rest of this morning's news.
Ozempic in the news again. Oh. Scott Disick, who many people remember from The Kardashians, is going to seek help and stop taking the weight loss medication after there was a public outcry for his health. Tons of photos show him. He's very, very skinny right now. His face looks sunken in.
Does and he look like a skeleton?
Yeah, he doesn't look great. Oh. So an insider talked to the Daily Mail saying Scott recognized that he needs to stop taking Ozempic after seeing the photos of himself and the public outcry over his weight loss. The insider also said he's started working with a nutritionist. Ozempic making people skinny.
Okay. Well, he ain't even eating. Damn.
Yeah, he's very thin. A grandmother in Michigan was arrested on Thursday after she allegedly helped her granddaughter beat up a fellow student at the child's elementary school.
Okay.
So grandma was doing drop-off and noticed the other girl that has been having problems with her granddaughter. So they followed her into the bathroom. Mm. The grandmother pinned her down on the ground while the granddaughter punched her repeatedly in the face.
What is going on? Around this country, people are violent.
Yeah. Grandma comes when grandma comes. That's it.
I used to
have a crazy grandmother.
She did the same.
Really? Oh
yes, yeah.
She was a tomboy too.
I had one too. Mine was eaten by cannibals.
Oh, was she?
So, what was her? She would defend
Helen.
You?
Yeah, Helen. Yeah, was her name Helen Tango? And she grew up with all boys, and she was well known in the neighborhood for being a tomboy, running numbers, and would whip your ass.
Oh, she was running. She was a numbers.
Oh yeah, runner. She once threw a guy through a window.
Oh, really?
So if that was me,
it's badass.
Oh, she would have been at the school whooping on some kids.
Yeah,
This is a crazy story, and it took place in the community my parents live in Florida, not a swingers community, just a community golf course. Rick Fingerit was walking his two dogs late Friday night around 9 p.m. when an 11-foot alligator grabbed his leg, started chomping, and then started dragging him towards the pond.
Complete irrational fear.
Complete irrational fear, and you never really hear of them coming out at night. They usually sunbathe during the day, so I'm surprised to hear this. His neighbor, luckily, Walter Rudder, saw him and then ran over the alligator with his car. That led to the alligator releasing Rick from its mouth, and he was taken to the hospital.
Amazing act of courage by the other guy.
Complete. And I would never think of that. Like, now I would, but to run over the alligator to get him to release his friend, he was airlifted. He had surgery. It seems like he's going to make a full recovery. But if you get dragged into a pond by an alligator, it's over for you.
Yeah.
So saved his life.
Stay away from the water at nighttime. That's gator buffet time.
Near the
that community, there's little ponds all over the place. And so he was walking his dogs. You're supposed to walk in the middle of the road.
I bet he was down on the bank.
No, I don't. I do not believe so. He was walking the dogs, and I believe he was right on the sidewalk. He was not down by the bank.
Wow, that's scary.
Yeah.
That's where they go. Nighttime, they love to eat.
Yep. And we go to Florida for the next story.
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of.
Come to Miami.
Florida. Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
Police were called on Brett McPeak after his neighbor called 911 saying he sped by their house yelling that he was going to shoot them. When the officers arrived, they asked if he had a gun on him. He said no. They searched his body. He did not have a gun on him. But when they started arresting him, he asked if he could drink a beer. We have the audio.
During the arrest. I see. Okay.
From the body cam. Here's the audio.
What's your name?
Brett,
let me see your hands.
Brett.
Your name's Brett?
Yes, sir.
All right, stay right there, all right?
Okay, crack this beer.
Stay right there.
I'm cracking this beer, okay?
You're not really allowed to drink a beer while being arrested.
No.
Especially when they're telling you,
okay?
Let me see your hands after you threaten to shoot people.
After that ends, he goes on to say, it's cold right now, so can I just drink it? It's like, no, the police don't really care if your beer is going to get skunked.
Well, if you don't ask, you can't have it, so it's worth a shot. I mean,
until I fill him up with lead.
Right.
That's it for the news.
Oh, well done.
Thank you.
Great job today, Courtney.
Oh, my goodness.
Great job.
Santo was wrong about you today.
No, yeah. I did text Santo, and Santo said he did not say that.
Oh, what did I say that he said?
You said that he said, there's no chance I'm going to come in tomorrow.
Oh, maybe I was exaggerating. Uh-oh. I'll read you the exact text.
Somebody's capping. You had a late night?
He said 6 to 10 a.m. tomorrow is going to be appointment radio.
Which it is. The Greg Hill Show.
So maybe I...
Were you sauced?
Maybe I misunderstood.
I don't think I was sauced.
Yeah. You went out after the brunch.
Well, yeah, my mom and my Auntie Kathy was there and Brooke. And so they wanted to go to L Street Tavern. They had never been.
Okay.
So a bunch of us walked.
Where's that?
On L Street in Boston.
You don't know where
L Street is? No, I was just busting her chops with L Street Tavern. Yeah. Is it right there on the corner?
Yes.
Across the street from the gas station?
Features prominently in Goodwill Hunting.
Mm-hmm. All right,
how do you like them apples?
Unfortunately, I've never been to L Street Tavern.
You haven't?
No, not many times as a youngin'.
Well, that's because you
can't. Were we like, hey, let's go to L Street Tavern, guys?
Well, I understand.
I mean, wait a sec, cool. How many Irish kids do we know?
You could have come with us yesterday.
I did grow up with a kid named Timmy Hallahan, so we could have brought him. Yeah. He was Irish.
Yeah, you could have.
Yeah.
We missed you yesterday, but it's probably because you can't navigate that giant gas-guzzling pickup truck through the streets
of
Boston.
And I don't want to. I'm tired of paying the, truck tax that they have in the city.
Yeah.
Ms. Tibbetts Nuts told us that she's coming after us.
Do you think they'll have maybe just a toll booth on the outskirts of the city of Boston just for trucks?
Yeah, it sounds like
if you have a Prius or whatever, you drive right through.
You're good.
But if you have a pickup truck, you're going to have to pay extra.
That's it. That's what it sounds like.
She's
not judging, though.
Has someone ever so quickly become part of the show's lexicon as Michelle Tibbetts Nuts?
No.
What an amazing... That is
Monica, I think, is her.
Or whatever the hell. I'm not a climatologist. Actually, according to several texters, her resume doesn't show any studying of climatology. So
it doesn't?
Nope. So she's not one either. But, I think that she's onto something. We should just take from people that are successful.
Yes.
Don't be successful. Be a failure.
Oh, it's really going to kill people, though, I think, currently when it comes to the economy, if you have to pay more to send packages because they're driving them around in gas-powered trucks, if you have to pay more to use Uber or Lyft. I mean, I don't think it's really the time to increase the taxes on, regular folk
who are
trying to pay their bills.
Especially with gas prices.
But don't they realize the people they profess to be helping are the ones hurt the most? Like, wealthy people are leaving this state in droves. The people that remain will have to pay the excess rates that their goods arrive in because of the taxes on the cars that are used to deliver them. Like, it's just common sense. I didn't go to Harvard. I know I'm not, a Rhodes Scholar here. But if the cost to bring something to you goes up, the cost of you buying it will as well.
Yeah. I mean, when did it become a good thing where those that were in power were applauded for saying that they're coming after everybody who has money.
Like, basically going after everybody who has money.
That's good. Let's get all of the business owners out of this Commonwealth. Let's get everybody who's, you know, built them, pulled up their bootstraps and brought their businesses here to leave.
And what they end up doing more than anything, they end up hurting the middle class people more than anything. Because if, like, if you got a lot of money, it's usually have good CPAs that figure out how to pay lower taxes.
Yep.
Good for them. And if you're on the poorer side, then, you know, you kind of, there's really not much you could do. But it's like the middle class type of people are the ones that ultimately are getting railroaded by, you know, the politicians that are like, oh, let's go after the rich. It's actually, they're really hurting middle class.
The guy today that is driving down to Duxbury to work on a house that he's building down there,
mm-hmm.
learned a trade, didn't go to college, didn't take out a loan on something you couldn't repay.
Mm-hmm.
The house he's working on just got their college loan repaid by the government, and he's going to pay an excess tax just to drive there.
Yeah.
Make that make sense.
Right. And he's going to have to pay for gas prices to fill up his truck.
Right.
Shout out to Mo and Bambino for doing work at the crib, too. They drive pickup trucks.
What?
I said,
You're getting free work done now?
No, I'm paying.
Mo and Bambino?
Yeah, I'm paying. They are. Yeah, they're working on, you know, painting and stuff like that. I'm paying.
Oh, how'd it go?
Went good.
How'd the open house go?
It was a showing, not really an open house. Yeah, so the house.
Did you get an offer?
No, the house won't officially be on the market for like probably about another week and a half.
And then you're going to be for them streets in Boston.
You know, if somebody wants to buy it and it goes quickly, which what I'm hoping for, we will be in Boston and them outside.
Why don't we do a giveaway? Like give your house away to a listener on the show.
10th caller, 617.
I don't know if we could do that one, Miss Tibbetts Nuts. We can't just give away the house.
You can't?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, you played in the NFL for many years.
Guess what? The loan has to get paid back some way.
I'm sure you amassed quite a fortune playing in the NFL.
Oh yeah. I mean, go look at my contracts and see how well I did. I mean, yeah, I made okay money. 15-20 years. When was the last time I played in the league? It's been a long time.
Good news about Matthew Slater.
Yeah.
Yes.
Over the weekend.
Very good.
He is going to be essentially the aide de camp to Gerard Mayo. He's going to be his
Bears.
Yeah, he's going to be his Bears.
Great move by Gerard.
You think so?
Yeah.
So all those, he should have a job with the New England Patriots.
Yeah, and all those players respect him so much. Yeah. That is a perfect role for him.
Did they get rid of my boy Troy Brown?
Is he back with the team? He's not coaching the wide receivers?
No, I think they ended up hiring somebody new. I don't think so. I think so good for Slater that he's doing that. I wonder if he's doing that to eventually get into coaching, because
I tell you, it's a huge week for that franchise. I ran into Julian, who owns the Playwright, came to our event yesterday.
So nice.
And people are just panicked about them doing the wrong thing,
right,
on Thursday night,
right. And I'm at the point now where I have no clue. I'm hoping for Jaden Daniels. It seemed like, based off of a report that Adam Schefter had, and I don't, you know how true it is, that Jaden Daniels, his visit with the Commanders, for some reason, didn't go so well.
Well, yeah, they had a group visit. So the Commanders, instead of doing individual visits, had like all of the quarterbacks come in, and they took them to like Topgolf.
Yeah, so he was like, it was very strange, and it didn't go well. So
I mean, I would sign up for Topgolf. That sounds fun.
Right. You want to go with Drake May and Michael Pratt and Bo Nix to Topgolf?
I mean, you're getting into the NFL. All these guys arrive with such, you know, massive egos.
Yeah, but you want them to show that they have love for you. If you're their guy, Chime's right. I don't want to be.
You don't get a say where you're drafted. That's
no,
the way
no.
The
I know that,
works.
But if Washington, who holds the number 2 overall pick, they want, if Jaden Daniels is their guy, then they should be like, everything we want is with you.
Maybe they were going green and all the quarterbacks carpooled.
And don't you think it's a little bit different? This is just the new age of player where they want the team to show out. Like, I think if you are going into the draft, before, I think any player would just be happy that they are.
You remember John Elway or Eli Manning?
Yeah, but what did they get?
They said, we're not going. Eli said, I'm not going to the Chargers at the time. And John Elway did it when, who the hell was
it?
The Colts? Was it the Colts?
Yeah. Do you think teams, when they were housing them, when they were doing their visits, were taking them and doing spectacular things,
or was it
more of a Topgolf
situation? No, they were laying out the red carpet for them.
You also, did you see the late movement on J.J. McCarthy? According to sportsbooks, his odds went from 20-1 to be the number 2 overall pick all the way down to about 10-1.
So
interesting movement there.
And Schefter, I hate to pump the tires of my man Chime, but his latest notes and nuggets this morning at ESPN.com have many.
Chime just put his finger up and said,
thank you, brother.
I'm noticing, and I didn't notice this. Listeners informed me of this. Since the weight loss, very overconfident. Have you noticed that? Listeners are saying it to me yesterday.
I mean, it's been a while, I think.
They said Shime lost a lot of weight. He turned into kind of a dink.
He is pretty money, though, on his mock draft.
I can't be kind of dinkish.
There's nothing more.
The woman at my eye doctor's, she listens to the show every day.
What's her name?
We're over here.
What? she even mentioned, as soon as I walk in, she goes, "You're getting a little overconfident there, bud."
Yeah.
Nothing is worse than people that change their life and all of a sudden become a douche.
So she was mean to you at your appointment? You must have loved that.
Nope. Actually, I was with my girlfriend. Thank you.
That's an E.
6 to midnight. Real quick.
She's a wonderful woman. She's been married for like 50 years.
Oh. That means she's not easy on the eyes.
Nope, she's just out of my age range. Thank you.
Oh wow. Age shaming.
Wow.
Nope, just,
too old for
she's
geez.
Married. I'm in a happy relationship. Age is not compatible. It is what it is.
Anyway, Schefter says that the Patriots could do something where they trade back out of 3 and then back up to take J.J. McCarthy. So
I heard that J.J. McCarthy had an absolutely incredible visit with the Patriots.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Are you getting this from?
Somebody who works for the Patriots.
Oh, wow.
Ooh,
scoop.
Okay.
Oh, wow. And scoop.
Treat that, Jackson.
From their perspective or
yes.
his? Oh, from their perspective.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
It was extraordinary, his visit.
Any scoop on the Drake May, Jaden
Daniels
visit? No,
all I got was out of nowhere. J.J. McCarthy had a great visit.
Wow. They're probably going to take him.
Oh, God, that sucks.
Wow. That's a big scoop right there, one.
Yeah.
You should stand on that one.
We will get to watch it live at the Poorhouse in Keene, New Hampshire with you on Thursday night. We're doing our pregame draft party at the Poorhouse in Keene, New Hampshire, pregame for the Roadshow, which is Friday in Brattleboro, Vermont, at the Stone Church. And here is Courtney with what is trending this hour.
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. A good weekend for our teams. The Bruins get it done 5-1 on Saturday to go up 1 in the series with the Maple Leafs. It was the Sway Man who Montgomery went with for Game 1. When asked about Game 2, Monty told reporters this yesterday.
Yeah, we're still contemplating, you know, like, what's the right way to go.
Game 2 will be tonight at TD Garden. Puck drop is at 7. The Celtics yesterday handled the Heat with ease, 114-94. The final, a triple-double from Jason Tatum, 23 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. The Red Sox took down the Pirates 6-1 yesterday in Pittsburgh. Josh Winkowski went 3-1/3. He gave up 1 run on 3 hits while striking out 1. Cora gave some reassurance about where this team is at this point in the season. Here he is talking about the total team effort from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
It was a total team effort. You know, where we had roster-wise right now. Cass is down, Rafi and Tyler didn't play in this series, and the boys did a good job. Having Ref back meant a lot in the lineup, in the clubhouse, defensively. He did an outstanding job, and then the rest of them, they were amazing. You know, Abreu today with the at-bats, the base running was solid. The defense had, we've been able to slow it down a little bit, and obviously the pitching, you know, that's been the constant. You know, we were really good on the mound.
I will say, I heard you guys talking about it a little bit on Saturday, Curtis, you and Ken. The Cam Boozer story is a pretty good story.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and the guy crying in the dugout after getting on the field. It's what always gets me is the kid getting his first at bat in the big leagues, and then the family. You know, because you think about to get to the big leagues, unlike the other sports, it seems like a longer path.
Oh, yeah. It does.
You know,
well, he's 31 years old.
Right. It made his debut.
And I heard Bradfo after you guys talking about how he was suspended by Major League Baseball for something ridiculous, like 50 games For
like
weed.
A PED?
For weed.
Really?
For like smoking weed.
Wow, there's no way.
It was years ago. But wow. But I mean the fact that he finally made it is a pretty cool story.
Yeah, it's always good to see that. Getting to the show, as they say.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And you deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store in NissanUSA.com today. The Subaru of New England Love Spring event is here. Drive away in a brand new 2024 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
It's 43 degrees and sunny in Boston. Afternoon high is sunny 57.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Will Bill Belichick be at Brady Day? Will Bill Belichick coach again in the NFL? And any shot to the Tom Brady coming back rumors that he started?
Triple barrel.
Triple barrel.
Okay. The first one was, I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Will he coach again? That one's the hardest one out of all of these. I don't think so. And then the third one, will Brady play again?
Yes.
I'm going to say no unless Brock Purdy gets hurt.
Ooh.
That's Wickersham on the award-winning, highly rated Ken and Curtis show on Saturday, answering Curtis's questions. I mean, Bill obviously, I think, coaches again. At least wants to, and he should. I mean, why wouldn't you have a guy as a head coach who the organization that fired him is doing exactly what he would have done in every way, shape, or form since he left?
Right.
Tom Brady, so Brady's only interested in the Niners job?
I think that my guess is that Tom is kicking himself for not taking up Kyle Shanahan last year when Kyle Shanahan called, and this is even true because Brock Purdy talked about it, and said that, you know, would you want to come on in? If Purdy gets hurt in season, then Tom Brady coming back there would be, you know, logical, wouldn't it?
Why wouldn't that be true with any quarterback who gets hurt?
No, the Niners are so good.
Any playoff team. Like, so Philly, if Jalen Hurts got hurt, I could see him going
there.
Would
that be irony if Jalen Hurts was Hurts?
It could be. But Dallas, Dallas the same way. If Dak Prescott got hurt, I could see Tom and then up at that position. Based off the way he sounded, if a team – and don't sleep on Vegas. Don't sleep on them because they have talent. They have talent on the offensively. They have talent. So don't sleep on them to maybe – because you don't think that Vegas is – very similar to Tampa Bay in the sense before Brady got there.
What I don't understand is with Belichick gone and out of the equation, why is there no offer? If Tom wants equity in the team, why is it not coming from Robert Kraft and the New England Patriots?
Because I don't know the proper, I don't want to use a certain term. Because it's important to keep it all in the family. with the Crafts. There's nobody, I don't believe, outside of that specific family that has an ownership stake in the organization. And that, I mean, we talked about it last week. Given where they currently find themselves, there is one off-ramp that would immediately legitimize the entire outfit in the absence of Bill Belichick, and that's to give Brady the Elway-like deal, where he comes in and oversees everything. Mm-hmm. It would be akin to the great move that Courtney was talking about of Slater being the conduit to Mayo, in that a guy everybody in the building respects. And on that, Greg, just to go back to a point you were making, and you've been spot on this offseason in your criticism of the organization, which do you prefer? Bill Belichick saying nothing with a scowl or openly lying to you?
I prefer the former.
Right?
Bill saying nothing.
Because everybody's spoken, right? Elliot Wolf talks every day. Gerard Mayo was with us, you know, couldn't have been more genuinely kind and all that. And he tells us they're going to burn cash. He tells Steve Burton they're taking a quarterback. And almost everything they've said has either been proven false or they've walked it back. So how is that better than what it was before?
Yeah.
And I don't...
that, by the way, in the Twitch chat, somebody suggesting that the reason Tom Brady would not be an equity owner here is he has no interest. He doesn't want it. LMAO. I mean, I don't know. If you have the opportunity to have equity in an NFL team, I don't know that it matters what team it is.
Yeah,
I don't know that it would matter to Tom Brady.
I don't think the Crafts want to give it.
You don't?
No. I think that they feel like they make enough money. They don't need Brady. Their franchise is worth, you know, billions and billions of dollars.
Don't you think with how fans feel about them right now, though, it would be a good look? Like, I think fans would...
Probably with fans. I also think it might add when it comes to the fact that you don't... Like, Elliot Wolf standing there last week and saying, you know, we're looking, you know, mm-hmm. we're open to... trying to get free agent talent in here with to make trade whatever. Players don't want to come and play here, they don't. Mm-hmm. And you can blame the millionaire's tax. Maybe that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
The other part of it is you're 45 minutes outside of the city, and they either have to live in the city of Boston and mm-hmm. drive 45 minutes every day. Or they got to live out in Foxborough, and you don't have, it's not a winning franchise currently.
Yeah, but there are a lot of franchises that players will go to that are not right in the city. I think it's really more about, I think the millionaires.
How many, really? Not many.
Like, what do you mean, as far as where their practice facilities
where
are?
No, where the games are played?
There aren't many stadiums that are. Almost an hour outside of the major city.
I know, but you're confusing me with that, though. What does that have to do with anything? A player wanting to play Atlanta. In Atlanta, it's like an hour from where they practice every day in Flowery Branch to the stadium, which is in downtown. And there are other facilities like that.
You have both here outside of the city. Do you think that you name the flashy wide receiver that they're going to get. Do you mm-hmm. think they want to live in Foxborough, Massachusetts?
I mean, they probably don't.
But would you want to live in Buffalo? Like, they still got a good receiver.
Right. Well, he was traded there.
Yeah, but you can do that. You can acquire a receiver via trade if you're willing to give up the capital, and then they don't really have a choice. And then you could just pay him a boatload of money, and guess what? He'll stay because you're paying him a boatload of money.
I really think Greg is onto something. I know it's, you know, you can disagree, but there are a lot of factors that play against the Patriots. A, do you read the NFLPA report this year where they were given failing grades in every category?
Yeah, but mm-hmm. so are the Chiefs. But yeah. They can still have success.
Yeah, but the Chiefs are winning.
Right, because they have that's what the Patriots and were before
people,
Brady left.
Yeah, but
right.
How many people go play for the Jets or the Giants? And they're in New York. I mean, that'd be a great place to live.
That's tax related.
But I think that's also part of, like, me and Wiggy's point is if you have the quarterback, people will come and play. You don't need all that other stuff.
Right.
You just need to win.
What Greg is, what I'm saying, and I think I agree with Greg, is that what you need to do to get players here is spend a lot of money in free agency. Nope, they're not going to do it. They're going to blame the fiance or girlfriend or wife of Ridley and say that's why we didn't get him. Give up a lot of draft capital, not seeing them do that, or have a place that is attractive because of the quarterback, the location, or anything else, the Patriots rank last in all of those.
You don't have any of that anymore.
Right. Isn't that an even bigger reason then that they should absolutely be taking a quarterback at number three?
Right.
But that doesn't make sense, because if it's not a quarterback they think is great, then it makes no sense. But at least get someone you know can play.
You are and I know you're the professor. You're the mock guy. What mock are you on right now?
I already released my final one.
Final mock
this
is
past
out
Thursday. Yeah, final mock. No more changes. Right. No notes. It's
has
out.
Has the nation been talking about it?
Yeah,
Mel Kiper just adjusted his two shimes identical.
When
mock.
Do you get your grading?
But you,
that won't happen until after the draft.
But you seem firmly convinced, unlike Bill Belichick and what he said on the Pat McAfee show last week, that you can go 4 or 5 deep, whatever it is, when it comes to quarterbacks in this draft and get a game-changing quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I think the top two guys are the guys that are going to be absolute day one game-changing, a.k.a. Caleb Williams and Drake May, to me personally. And I think with the right team and the right system, yeah, there's a couple other guys that could be really good. But it also kind of depends what else you have there for those guys.
Okay, but you're not.
If Drake May
get
is there for you at three, and you don't take Drake May, it's a major miss.
Okay, but you just said that you believe that those guys are going to go 1 and 2.
Yep.
Okay, so you're not getting them.
So you get Jaden Daniels.
Or Courtney says they seem to be very in on J.J. McCarthy.
Okay.
You think that's going to attract?
Well,
premier
I don't.
Talent
it's
here?
Not gonna. It's not gonna.
JJ couldn't even attract premier wide receivers at Michigan.
Right. It's not gonna attract premier talent this year. But let's say they get Jaden Daniels at number three, and he performs well, then you would get like you saw with the Houston Texans. Then you would get guys that'd be like, okay, I want to play with Jaden Daniels because he looks like he's gonna be a really good football player. It's really about the money first. If you're not willing to spend money, then you're not going to get free agents to come here. That's just it. It's the same thing. If you don't want to spend money here, New York, Green Bay, wherever it is, that has nothing to do with the city or anything like that. You got to spend the money. And maybe New England, you got to spend a little bit more because of the millionaire's tax. But that's the first thing that you need to do.
If they stick at three.
Yep.
And we're sitting there at the poorhouse Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
What pick is going to make you happy?
I'm happy with Jaden Daniels or Drake May.
Anything else is a disappointment.
Anything else traded down is a disappointment. J.J. McCarthy is a disappointment. Anything else is a total, you know. Marvin Harrison Jr., it's a disappointment because you don't have a quarterback and now all you're
doing. Then you can wait and get a quarterback. I mean, you see that rope of a ball that Arch Manning threw in the spring game Saturday?
Oh, yeah. What a spring game toss.
You are going to be very.
Oh, wait. Captain Pro Day is mocking spring.
Whoa. Timeout. I ripped Pro Days. I ripped the people for judging people throwing in shorts. Zolak was drooling over a kid because he was throwing in shorts and a t-shirt, and I told you how useless that is. So time the hell out.
The real Slim Shimey, please.
I'm standing up.
When we were discussing Drake May's pro day, you were lathered up like you were getting ready to get your weight checked by Olivia.
No. You were railing him because he missed like a throw or two.
I
said
pro days
don't matter. They never have.
The only
thing that matters
is... Do spring games matter?
No. Spring games, you know, wasn't Jimmy Garoppolo historically horrible in practice that would come out and sling the rock in games?
So let me ask the room this question, Greg, everybody, Courtney. If the Patriots took Marvin Harrison at number three, or they took the quarterback at number three, where would you think they'd be more likely to have more wins? With Harrison and Jacoby Myers?
This upcoming season?
This upcoming season versus the rookie and what the team would be.
I think they might be more likely. You're talking more than last year or just a comparison?
Just this year.
Jacoby Brissett throwing to Marvin Harrison Jr.
You'd have you'd have more wins next year, I believe.
I think so. So if that's the case, then you're probably not going to be high enough to get that quarterback next year. So now you have Marvin Harrison. Now you have to go the route that maybe you talked about one day is, can you get a Dak Prescott? Can you, are the Cowboys not willing to pay him, and then you're willing to spend a lot more money on the quarterback than you would have to if you were going to pay the T. Higgins or if you were going after that guy. So and if you're telling me New England ain't going to spend the money, then you're just going to have Marvin Harrison and no quarterback next year.
So there was a late push on Michael Penix, too, because they met with him, what was it, last week or the week before as well. Would you be happy with a Marvin Harrison-Michael Penix combo?
But are you getting Penix late in the first round?
Yeah, you trade up using that 34th pick. You come back into the first round. Say you trade up with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at like 26.
If I utilize this Jimmy Johnson draft value chart, it'll be a second and a sixth.
I ain't knocking that. I don't dislike that. I don't dislike Marvin Harrison and Michael Penix Jr.
I'll tell you what you will dislike is Shime's draft, because I'm looking at it right now and everything that you said you don't want to happen is Shime's mock draft.
Yep. Expect the worst.
Well, what is Shime having?
He's having them trade back to 6 and get J.J. McCarthy.
God, that would be awful. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't hate the...
J.J. McCarthy is going to suck.
Like I said, expect the worst.
I don't hate the Marvin Harrison, Michael Penix thing. I really don't.
I like that one too, Wiggy. I'm all on board
because
with that.
Let's say
I'm on board with that too.
Let's say Michael Penix is some version, or maybe even a little bit better than Tua, right? Because, you know,
I think he can be better.
He can be better.
He has better arm talent.
And then you put a guy like Marvin Harrison Jr. I agree with you. He does throw a better, deeper ball.
Was that during his pro day or when was
that? Nope, in actual games. I don't. Go back and watch that game. You brought up Texas. Go watch Michael Penix against Texas and tell me you don't like that kid. Like, he is just absolutely slinging the rock.
You know, and I know he's had some injuries.
Kid can spin it, man. Holy.
I know he's had some injuries, so that could be a concern.
Has Michael Penix replaced cheese in your life?
No.
Would he like to live in Attleboro?
I don't think he minds.
Okay. Yes. Does he know he's only a half hour away from the Providence Place Mall?
He went to school like the University of Washington.
He's very close to a David Busters.
But here's the thing you have to take into consideration.
Does he like Topgolf?
Well, he might like Topgolf.
Oh, he might.
Hard to get into
he's
that
lived
one.
In Washington.
You haven't lived till you go to La Scala.
Providence is a better city nightlife-wise than Boston.
No, it's not. How dare you?
For the black athlete. It just is. You know what? I love Boston to death, but it's a better atmosphere for the, you know, Michael Penix is a black quarterback.
Shime, what are your thoughts on this topic?
You know, so if you're...
I agree with Wiggy.
If you're kind trying to think about, you know, athletes and wanting to be somewhere and hang out, it's a better nightlife atmosphere.
Really?
In Providence than
Hello
it is in
to
Boston.
All of our Providence listeners.
For the black athlete, it is definitely a better experience. So living in Foxborough or closer to Providence is really not a bad thing. When the majority of the time they're going to want to hang out down there.
Wiggy, has that changed since the Paw Sox left?
no, well, I still believe it.
Draft is only 4 days away.
Yes, Thursday night.
We will be in Keene, New Hampshire at the Poorhouse for a roadshow pregame draft party. And Gresh and Foye will be in Detroit for the draft.
When do they leave?
When do they begin that?
I think maybe Wednesday.
Yeah, they'd have to be there, do their show there Thursday and Friday, right? And then, let me tell you something. I love the D. Pause.
Did you say that?
Yes. No.
Okay. What a day for drop.
But that's the way.
We got the just the tip earlier from Courtney, and now we got I love the D.
And the rich people planes line from the protesters.
But that's what the NFL is using for their new draft video, which your boy Eminem. You know, and that's, you know, that's what Detroit is.
Eminem rejoin Shime?
Yes, I love Eminem.
So hopefully they'll hang out Thursday night. There's a casino downtown.
Yeah.
So hopefully they're, you know, hanging out during the draft there. Foye and Gresh are doing that. And I like there's a lot going on in Detroit.
Big moment for this franchise.
Huge.
Has anybody ever said there's a lot going on in Detroit?
No. Let me tell you something. I love the D.
We need to take a break. We'll be right back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, we're still contemplating, you know, like, what's the right way to go.
That's Jim Montgomery as the Bruins get ready for the Leafs and game two this evening. And I don't know if you buy that or not. I mean, is he still trying to figure out who his goaltender is going to be tonight?
No chance.
I mean, either you went into it knowing that you were going to stick with what you were going to dance with what brung you
right
all season long, or you're going to have to go with Swayman tonight because Swayman looks so good on Saturday night.
All right. So I guess the biggest question then for the room is, do we believe going into it that they were going with a goalie rotation?
Yes.
Okay.
You do?
I do, yes.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Courtney.
Did the man die?
Yep, I do.
All right, so
I do.
I was given a Did the Man Die, He Did shirt.
Yes.
At the brunch on Saturday.
From Chris in the truck.
I think I might wear that Friday. I'll save it for the road show, I think. But thank you to Chris in the truck for the shirt.
All right. So, Courtney, if you believe that, then you think he's lying to us that he knew.
He's not lying. He's just not telling us.
All right, he's not telling us.
Which is fine.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
All right. I don't care.
Is there a chance, though, that the way Swayman played.
His new name, Jeremy Swade?
Yes, might have swayed him from going with, oh, damn, we did have a plan of rotating, but he played so good. Maybe he's given him, put him in a position right now where he's still not 100% sure if he wants to stick what he originally planned.
If he does that, that's when he's going to get himself into trouble. I think that if he went with the rotation, talked to Swayman, talked to Ullmark, and said, hey, guys, this is what's going to happen. Won't matter how good you play, how well you play, we are going to do the goalie rotation throughout this postseason.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ends up going back on his word after Swayman was hot on Saturday night. That's when he's going to find himself in hot water.
Swayman plays the way he did Saturday night, again tonight, and I think he starts tonight, throughout the playoffs, you will not see Linus Ullmark. Like, if Swayman keeps doing what he did Saturday night, you're not going to see another goalie.
So, Curtis, do you think if he starts tonight, was that the rotation that it was going to be 2-2?
Nope. It was already the interruption. The rotation lasted 0 days.
Right.
Because Swayman, I think the reason you're hearing that, if Monty had already decided that the first two were Swayman, he would have told us Swayman's starting. But the fact that he's not lets you believe that he was initially planning on giving each a start at home because you get the final change. The hockey fans may not know it the way I do. It's very important in the playoffs. It's also in the regular season. But the home team gets to set up the matchups. So it wouldn't have been that fair if you gave Swayman both games at home and forced Ullmark to start two on the road.
Right.
So the fact that he's not telling you tells me that it was initially going to be Linus, but it will be Swayman tonight.
Yes. That he and Curtis is spot on, and the play of Swayman went through a whole monkey wrench into that plan. Like, God damn you, Swayman. Couldn't have let up at least two goals?
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's as old as, you know, shinny.
Mm-hmm.
That if you have a hot goaltender, then you stick with a hot goaltender in the playoffs. So that's what you're saying, is that you can't, if you're sitting there this morning and you're Jim Montgomery, you can't do anything other than start Jeremy Swayman tonight.
Yeah, because you're just, all you're doing is now you're taking a goalie who played so well, you're going, all right, we're sitting him, and now you're putting in a goalie who hasn't played, and now this goalie that goes in, he has to stand on his head. He has to. Because you don't want to be the guy that goes in there after the goalie, after Swayman played so well, and then you lose game two. So I think what Montgomery's got to be thinking about that. I know I'd be thinking about that and going, you know what? Maybe our plan was to rotate, but Swayman played too good. Swayman, you get to start in game two.
But then don't you think that last year weighs on his mind a little bit when it comes to making that decision?
No, I think the only thing that weighs on his mind from last year is that when he realized that Linus was too hurt, he should have sat him. That's the only thing I think that weighs on his mind. I think he's happy with going with one guy last year because that was his initial plan, and it worked out well until Linus got hurt.
All right, coming up at 10, it's Gresh and Foyer. You can listen to them on all of the radio stations that we have all over New England for you. You can also stream the Gresh and Foyer show and this show and all of our shows at WEEI.com, and you can listen on the Odyssey app. So if you haven't downloaded the Odyssey app yet, you should. You can listen to us anytime you want. You go back and listen to anything you may have missed at any point on the app. So download the Odyssey app, and then you can listen to us from anywhere, whenever you want.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.